Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Hypocrisy and the fox guarding the hen house. That's all part of the SPLC. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, in March of this year, the co-founder, Morris Dees, was terminated from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Didn't resign, didn't retire. He was terminated, and that termination came as a result of a long-standing history of alleged sexual harassment and racial discrimination inside the SPLC. And about 10 days or so later, also in March of this year, the president, Richard Cohen, resigned as well. And then, Matt, they said, well, they're going to appoint Tina Tichin, the former chief of staff for Michelle Obama. And she's going to be an outside individual to investigate what is happening inside the SPLC and ultimately get to the bottom of this and resolve the issues. Well, Tina, as we said, was the former chief of staff for Michelle Obama. And you may have heard her name recently in the context of the Jesse Smollett fiasco, the travesty of justice, no justice in Chicago.
Right. And she is the one, through a series of text messages that have been leaked, reached out to the DA there in Chicago, Fox, who had supposedly recused herself because she is friends with Jesse Smollett. But now they're saying that she didn't really formally or legally recuse herself. She just did it colloquially, whatever that means. And so clearly, Michelle Obama's former chief of staff stepped in to get her and encourage her to drop the charges against Smollett for fabricating a fake hate crime, for causing potentially, you know, seven figures or more in costs to the taxpayers of Chicago.
Yeah.
This is the same woman. And now she is, the, as you point out, the fox guarding the hen house there at the SPLC.
She's the one, yeah, that the SPLC is going to use to do an investigation. Now, listen here. Tina was the chief of staff for Michelle Obama. That's number one. Number two, she is a personal friend of Jesse Smollett. So when he was being discussed in the media, she made a phone call to the district attorney. Her last name is Fox. And she said she was concerned. She's calling on behalf of the Jesse Smollett and his family. She's concerned of the media. She's concerned about potential leaks to the media about this case. Well, Fox then, after having that conversation with Tina, contacted some other individuals and recommended that the FBI take over the investigation. Then she sent text messages back to Tina indicating that it looks like they may actually do that, and that would be a victory, that the FBI would take it over and get it out of the hands of the Chicago Police Department. And then what happened after that is right after, Fox, the district attorney, started getting communications from members of the Smollett family before she even got involved in the case. And consequently, it's because of that she said that she had to recuse herself because she had been in frequent contact with the Jesse Smollett family. Well, how did she get in frequent contact with them? Because, no doubt, of Tina. Tina, a personal friend of Jesse Smollett, was trying to apparently derail the investigation, put a lid on the investigation, if you will, take it out of the Chicago Police Department's jurisdiction, and she was doing that on behalf of Jesse Smollett. And everybody now, whether it's Mayor Rahm Emanuel, the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, all across the board, right and left, liberal and conservative, are slamming what has happened there with the Jesse Smollett investigation, because even the other DA under Fox, the assistant DA, said, yeah, Smollett was guilty. 16 yeah. felonies. He was guilty. But we let him go because he had 2 days of community service at Jesse Jackson's PUSH organization and an appearance on PBS, and he's going to forfeit his $10,000 of bond money. And we're going to seal his record because he hasn't had any previous allegations. He could have started a race war, and Tina was right involved in trying to derail that investigation. She's the one, Holly, who now has been selected by the SPLC. It's kind of like the fox is going to guard the hen house. So how can you trust somebody like that?
How are you going to get a fair investigation? Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
There's a bit of bias there. Yeah.
And let's remind anyone who has listened to Faith and Freedom knows who the SPLC is, the Southern Poverty Law Center. They are the radical hate industry, right? They're hate merchants. They label Christian individuals and organizations as hate groups for standing on biblical sexual morality. These are the self-described guardians against discrimination and bigotry and hate. And now we see that was apparently rampant sexual harassment and racism going on at the highest levels of the Southern Poverty Law
Center. Not to mention they've raised millions of dollars by deceiving their donors and conveniently hiding that overseas.
And there was an article by a former employee who now is a writer for Rolling Stone that talked about the contradictory environment there. And he was told when he first began, you're not going to work in a more contradictory place. Mm-hmm. On the outside,
Poverty Palace, he called it.
They called it Poverty Palace. On the outside, the Southern Poverty Law Center presents itself one way. But on the inside, it does exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm. It says that it's going to put people and groups on a hate group if you ultimately demean them based upon their immutable characteristics. And so they put people on there and groups because of marriage, because you believe marriage is the union of a man and a woman. But yet, at the same time, on the inside, they are targeting women for sexual harassment. And it's been going on for decades, for a long time, since the 1990s. It's been going on for a long time. And people of color, race.
Yeah.
So they've been doing that internally. So it's a contradictory place. It is a fundraising machine. They do this to raise hundreds of millions of dollars, and they stash it away, and they only use a portion of that, and they stash it away in foreign bank accounts, secret bank accounts overseas.
And they live a lush lifestyle, those in the upper echelon here. And we need to be clear here, this isn't us that are saying or that we have revealed somehow this internal hypocrisy that sexual harassment and racism and discrimination are rampant within the Southern Poverty Law Center. These are the employees within the Southern Poverty Law Center that are whistleblowers that have blown the lid off this thing.
And they finally all got together, wrote a letter after the top attorney resigned, and sent a letter saying, you know, this has been going on, because they felt like their voices weren't going to be heard.
And the reason why that person resigned, she was an African-American woman, and she said that women and people of color have a difficult time inside the SPLC.
Yeah.
And that she couldn't be a part of it anymore.
So I think the employees probably got courageous enough to get together, write a letter and say, listen, this is what's happening. We want to see some results.
So it needs more than just the co-founder, which is a significant move, to be terminated. More than just Richard Cohen, a longtime president, to resign. And certainly more than having Tina Tichon as the outside investigator. It needs some real reformation inside that organization. And they need to literally stop demonizing and putting people's lives in jeopardy simply to raise funds. And that's what they've been doing with this so-called hate list, by including pro-family, pro-life, conservative organizations that are clearly nonviolent, that clearly should not be on the list, like Liberty Council. For more information about this SPLC, you can go to lc.org/truth, lc.org /truth, lc.org/truth. And when you're on the lc.org website, go to the subscribe button and subscribe to a number of our emails that will not only educate you, but allow you to have your voice heard around the country. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.